The Student Achievement Guarantee in Education, or SAGE program, has been working to decrease classroom sizes since the mid-1990s. For schools with high percentages of kids on free or reduced-price lunch, SAGE promises $2,250 per pupil to hire more teachers. But while the pool of kids on free or reduced lunch is growing, the pool of state aid for the SAGE program isn't. Jennifer Thayer of the Department of Public Instruction says now districts are getting less than $2,000 per pupil, and many are opting out of the program.
We've definitely seen a slight trend over time that school districts are dropping because of budget concerns. They often do have to put in their own funding in order to make the program work.
Since the 2004-2005 school year, around 50 schools have dropped SAGE, citing a lack of funding. Now, the Menominee School Board has voted not to continue SAGE because it costs too much. Superintendent Chris Stratton believes in the program, but says it's unsustainable.
The additional costs above and beyond what we receive from SAGE are estimated to be about $150,000 in district this year.
Also, in order to maintain the current student-to-teacher ratio, the Menominee District may have to hire more teachers in the next 2 years, something Stratton says the district can't do. The DPI says unless more money is put into the pot, they expect the trend of schools dropping out of the SAGE program to continue. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.